This is The Record from KUOW Seattle. I'm Marcy Silman. The old Federal Reserve building is nestled below the skyscrapers in downtown Seattle. That building's been empty since 2008. Homeless advocacy groups had hoped to win a bid for the building. They wanted it as a central location for services for Seattle's homeless. But the federal government rejected their application, even though federal law says they should have first priority on vacated federal property. Allison Eisinger is director of the Coalition on Homelessness for Seattle and King County, and she joins me now. Hi, Allison.
Hello, Marcy.
Why does your coalition want to use this particular building?
Well, we want to use this particular building because that's what the federal law was designed to allow us to do. There is a really important federal law known as the McKinney-Vento Homeless Assistance Act, and it determines a number of things. There's a portion of that law called Title V, which specifically says that if there's surplus property that the federal government owns that is suitable, that can be used for homeless services and that isn't needed by a federal agency, that it must be made available by priority to help homeless people.
So you applied for this. Why was your application rejected by the very federal government that has this law on the books?
Right. Well, the Compass Housing Alliance, a member of the Coalition on Homelessness, actually submitted the application on behalf of the good of our whole community. And I think that it's fair to say that we believe that if there'd been a correct review of our very substantial application, that there would have been a recommendation to transfer the property. So I hope you will ask the responsible federal agencies that same question.
In the rejection letter that the coalition, or I guess Compass Housing, was sent, the Fed said that there are five criteria they use to evaluate applications. And I'm quoting here, after performing a thorough review of the application, they found the coalition could not meet the financial ability clause. That's why they rejected it. What's your response?
Well, I think that you can see the response as the response that the federal government sent in a couple of interesting ways. The denial letter, interestingly, took a great deal of time to talk about how extremely well the application answered the four major criteria. And there is, I think, a question about understanding on the part of the reviewer. And, of course, that's why the Compass Housing Alliance and the Coalition and the National Law Center on Homelessness and Poverty, which is based in Washington, D.C., and which is the watchdog for Title V, have all asked that the federal agencies reconsider and review clarifying information because we think that the denial was, in fact, improper.
We're talking with Allison Eisinger. She's director of the Coalition on Homelessness for Seattle and King County. As reported widely a couple of weeks ago, the Seattle Public School District is also looking at the federal building for a downtown school. It's also possible that this building would go to public auction. What will the Coalition on Homelessness do if that appeal that you put forward is not granted and if this building goes to another organization?
Well, I think what we have to pay attention to is the intent of the federal law. The intent of the federal law is very clear. Homeless use has the first priority, and that's very clearly spelled out in the law. And in fact, federal properties have been transferred for public benefit all across this country. After that, there are it is possible for other public benefits, and the school district application comes in that secondary category. What's interesting to me is that the General Services Administration seems to be more interested in selling the building at auction to a private developer than to allowing any public benefit. And I guess my perspective as a Seattle resident and taxpayer, as well as a homeless services advocate, is the best use of this building from the perspective of the Obama administration surely has to be to put the building to work for public good for 30 plus years, as opposed to selling this public building to a private developer for perhaps the assessed value of about $5 million.
Are there any other potential federal properties that could replace this building for you?
I'm not aware of any. And I'd love to take a moment to explain to the folks listening on the radio what it is that we're proposing to do in this
building. We have about 40 seconds. Can you do it that quickly?
Sure, I'll give it a shot. So we're proposing what we're calling the Basic Assistance Neighborhood Center, or BANC, and it would have integrated primary health care and behavioral and mental health services, as well as mail services, employment services, banking, and overnight shelter and day services for people who are homeless. There is an extraordinary opportunity here to do a great thing for the people of this city, and we hope that the Obama administration and our congressional delegation help make that happen.
Allison Eisinger is director of the Coalition on Homelessness for Seattle and King County. Allison, thank you so much.
Thank you, Marcy.